The Department of International Relations and Cooperation has been having continuous consultations with President Cyril Ramaphosa on the downgrading of South African embassy in Israel after yesterday's carnage in Gaza. Deadly fire from Israeli soldiers left nearly 60 Palestinians dead and more than 2,700 wounded. Israeli soldiers opened fire on tens of thousands of Gazans who were protesting the U.S. moving its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and the right to return to their homes in Israel near the Gaza-Israeli border. Government also received mixed reaction for its decision to recall the South African ambassador to Israel. Some have welcomed the decision, while others have, of course, strongly condemned it. The Economic Freedom Fighters and the National Freedom Party have now called for tougher action against Israel. For a discussion on the matter, I'm now joined on the line by the Minister of International Relations and Cooperations, Lindiwe Sisulu. Minister, good evening. A warm welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karima.
Now, of course, you've had an incredibly busy day, which, of course, started as you were monitoring what was happening in Gaza and in the Middle East. Your discussions with President Ramaphosa on the downgrading of the embassy, where is that at, considering, Minister, that it is, of course, also a resolution of the African National Congress's 54th conference, which happened at Nasrec in December?
Now, shall we start with the resolution of Congress?
Yes, absolutely.
This was a resolution that was taken during the deliberations of the ANC conference, the 54th conference, and the resolution is very clear on what the ANC is instructing us to do as government. We have not got to the point between the ANC's subcommittee on international relations and ourselves in discussing how to take the resolution forward. But they are very unequivocal in their instruction of what should happen in this regard. And it says here on the issue of Palestine, and I quote, "Consequently, and in order to give our practical expression of purpose to the oppressed people of Palestine, the ANC has unanimously resolved to direct the South African government to immediately and unconditionally downgrade the South African embassy in Israel to a liaison office." Now, that is the resolution, and it stands, and it is binding on all of us. Mm-hmm. But we hadn't begun discussing how to operationalize it. Now, what happened is we were confronted with a horror situation on our screens and in the feed that we have at DECO of alerts, and I decided to contact the president to say, we are facing a situation here. We need to take a decision on this matter sooner than later. Mm-hmm. And in our discussions, two things were very clear. One, we've got to respond, and we've got to indicate our displeasure, extreme displeasure at what was happening. And so a statement was drafted and supported by both of us and released. Secondly, it was to withdraw the ambassador in Israel for two purposes. One, for the ambassador to come, it's a normal procedure, for the ambassador to come and explain to us what is happening there. Any decision that is binding on a government and of the level of severity as the one that we would take if we were to withdraw an ambassador, we would have to have facts either than depending on what the media is saying.
Yeah.
So we've recalled the ambassador to come and explain to us what is happening in Gaza, what is happening between the Israeli government and the Palestinian people. Thereafter, we will take a decisive step, and we will make sure that we craft it in such a way that everybody has access to it, and we will have discussed it with everybody who is affected by it, so that we have an understanding that we may differ in cases. It does not mean that we don't have the same values, but on this one, we are ready to differ with people who do not see the crisis in the way that we see it.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you said yesterday that you are also in consultation with your counterparts in the U.S. And today I heard you, of course, saying that you were hoping to encourage the U.S., who enjoys a particular relationship with the state of Israel, to intervene in a particular way. Can you share with us, if it's at all possible, Minister, what the nature of those conversations were and what the reception of the U.S. government was to the suggestions of the South African government, considering that it is seen as Israel's main international sponsor and backer?
Yes, okay. By the time the minister and the secretary of state and I spoke, it would have been at about 10:30. We've got to take into consideration the time difference.
Yeah.
And what he was doing at the time and what I was doing at the time. So by the time we got connected, it was too late for anybody to do anything. We have been trying to get in touch with each other for the whole of last week, but he was in somewhere in North Korea or something, not at his desk. So it took quite a while for us to connect, and we had been wanting to connect and discuss how we deal with the situation. So by yesterday, they'd already inaugurated the embassy,
right.
and there was there's absolutely nothing that could be done.
Yes,
and he said, you know, I was actually pleading with him to say, please, is there nothing we can do to stall this? And he said, no, it's done. It's a done deal.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, the decision by Trump to do this has been condemned by quite a large number of countries, but also observers of the peace process as an act of provocation. Jerusalem has always been the city that has belonged to the three major religions, the Muslims, the Jewish, as well as the Christians. And of course, to do what he did, effectively said that the Palestinians have absolutely no right to Jerusalem, which, of course, takes the very fundamentals of how the conflict there and the way in which to resolve it, it takes it back. And how does one get this back on track if the most powerful country in the world, the United States, has taken such a unilateral decision?
Well, it is unfortunate that they've taken the decision that they have taken, and we who have been involved in this and trying to reach out to both sides to see how we can use our experience to help them out of the situation that they're in have been kind of sitting and almost unable to intervene because these decisions were taken without any reference to anybody.
Yeah.
We heard about it and read about it in the same way that you did or anybody else did. And we wish that there would have been wider discussion around this decision so that we would have been able to influence at an earlier stage a step which we find is a very drastic step.
Now, we understand that the United Nations is also convening on this matter, particularly in light of the amount of casualties and also what people describe as the disproportionate use of force. We've had sniper fire, live fire at protesters, some armed with stones, others protesting, and the disproportionate use of force has, of course, come in for very heavy criticism. The Israelis, of course, and those supporting the Israeli state have pointed to a couple of issues, and I want you to respond to them, Minister. One of which, and we've heard a lot of pro-Israeli callers call in saying that South Africa has double standards, that we don't intervene in other crises on the continent. We've done nothing in Syria, and this is unprecedented, and this is double standards. What is your response to that critique?
Okay. You know, we have been involved in trying to find a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian problem for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
Way back in 1994, Madiba sent me as his envoy to the United Nations to speak on behalf of the inalienable right of the Palestinians. I was one of the first people to go to see Yasser Arafat in 1990, seven on behalf of the ANC. All these interactions have been happening with the Israeli government, understanding that we're trying to create a situation of peace. No, they know that. There isn't a single person in the world, well, in our part of the world, who doesn't know that we have been very intricately involved in trying to see how we can resolve this. When I was Minister of Intelligence, we spent a lot of time trying to put the two people together. I won't go into that. So we have been intricately involved, more intricately involved than we are in Syria. So this is something that we have been dealing with. This is something that resonates with our own experience.
Yes.
The Israelis are very determined that we should not compare the situation of Palestine with that of apartheid. That we would be able to put aside. But at the same time, here are two peoples that are living side by side with huge inequalities. You could go on. We've been there.
And of course, also,
we have resolved it in a way that we marvel at, because it would have been impossible a few years before our own democracy that it was possible. So we've been trying to reach out to say, we've done it. You can do it.
And of course, historically, the ANC has shared the trenches with the Palestinian people because of the similarities, the struggle over land, the dispossession, the struggle against colonialism. So there are historical bonds, of course, between the governing party and also the Palestinian people, despite all the factions, in that group there.
Yeah, that's true. Well, what happened today for me seems like... we might, I'm not sure if we might be able to intervene in a way that is not seen to be partisan. I made a call to the Jewish Board of Governors or any other people that represent the Jewish community and their interests and their concerns if we could meet. And as I was in Parliament delivering my budget vote speech, I got a note that the Jewish Board of Governors had agreed, would want to see me, had agreed to that proposal and had wanted to see me. And I am very heartened by this. We cannot, in our lifetime, see the kind of situation that is going on between Palestine and Israel and sit back. And it does affect us. We would like to be part of the solution.
So, Minister, you are going to be engaging the Jewish community shortly.
I will be. They have agreed, and we are setting up at the earliest possibility a time in which we can speak the same language. They live in South Africa, and they enjoy the benefits of a democracy that we fought for. They understand what we're talking about, and I'm certain that between our discussions, we could take this matter much further than we have in the past. We've been there before when I was in intelligence. We made significant strides, but they keep going. I mean, our successes keep going back.
Yeah.
But I'm still very hopeful that we can intervene in a way that would not allow the kind of unilateral action that the Americans have unleashed on that place.
All right, Minister, thank you so very much. We will, of course, keep tabs on the situation. That is the Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Lindiwe Sisulu, outlining the decision that she took, the rationale behind it, and also informing us that she will shortly be meeting with members of the Jewish community in South Africa.